All right, that was NF.
I think you missed one of them curses.
Sorry, that was Eminem.
You definitely missed one of those.
I think you missed one of them joints.
You think
you
Detroit?
I think he snuck one in there.
Detroit versus everybody.
No. That happened at a show intro. I was at Flavor Fest.
Shut up.
This is new. This is new. I don't want to vote.
Stupid.
Long for long.
I've already used my thoughts up, but I'm just
no. But real quick, I got a question because I haven't heard NF's album, but this is a question. Okay. Every clip has been about him. Like, does he talk about Christian stuff? Or?
Yeah. Okay.
I'm just wondering. I don't know.
Yeah.
So it's at one point. It's cool.
No, I mean it's cool. It is cool, cool. But I just hear a lot of, you know, I'm the best. So this and that.
1 point out of 99.
I'm just asking. I'm gonna get in trouble for asking. I know that, but I just want to know.
Yeah. He goes.
I just haven't heard his stuff. I just need to know.
Well, he signed to Capitol Records too, so he signed to a major record label. So it's on a Christian side,
so
but you know
what?
But you know, it's almost like Grits. How Grits was like, you didn't know.
Yeah,
Grits
I assume he does. I haven't heard it.
He gets a lot of flack for that though.
Yeah.
Gets a lot of flack for what? Come here. Come here.
Come
here. Exactly what you were saying, like with him just kind of talking about himself, like I'm the best, and people saying, are you really a Christian? He gets all that all the time.
I mean, I would love to talk to him. I don't know. I'm just asking, like, you know what I mean? The clips have been.
Towards the end of the album, there's like, because they got some CCM features on there, and it's kind of like, you know.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Because here's what.
Doesn't he have a song with Flame?
Not on that album.
I just don't want anybody to ever feel boxed in where you feel like you have to be a Christian artist if you don't really want to be. So I don't know. We'll see.
I'm pretty sure we'll he's a Christian. Like,
trouble.
Yeah.
I'm taking the blame for this. This ain't the track stars.
Trouble.
I'm just asking. I don't know.
Now I'm pretty sure
y'all
like,
can say the same thing about my album. Trust me.
Devil.
Me.
Look, I'm pretty sure. Like when I hear him feature on another song, man. Like he's definitely straight up Christian.
I believe you.
I feel like, you know, you got to tell your testimony.
How are we voting?
All right.
I'm the best.
I used to not be. You know what I mean? But look at me now.
I actually did like the verse saying like I wasn't good, I got better, and da da da. So maybe it just feels like he got to where he was trying to get to.
I'm going M.
Right?
MC.
What you got?
That song got
M. Eminem.
NF.
I definitely have NF. Like I love the flow pattern of Eminem. You know what I mean? However, like NF, man, like I felt his words a whole lot more.
Here's the thing with this, man. I think NF's songs sound better. I feel like I'm gonna get in trouble from both sides on this line for line. But I feel like Eminem is almost playing around with his music a little bit. It don't feel like this is a single song. You know what I mean? Am I
saying he's not authentic? Nah, is that what you're saying?
No, not
authentic.
He's playing around with the flow pattern, testing a few things.
I feel like he's trying to perfect. Like I think he is trying to perfect this intricate flow pattern, and the song itself doesn't sound as strong. But it's like, oh wow, look what he's doing on it. So it's all good. But NF's song sounded better.
I should have did.
The question is, have you run out of stuff to talk about?
No, I never.
I should have
played the Tech N9ne song with
Eminem.
But that flow pattern was crazy. It was faster and stuff.
He went stupid on that.
But that's another example for me of him. He's constantly doing this intricate, quick flow pattern, and I'm like, okay, I got it.
Do you miss old Eminem, Sean?
I do. I just felt like when his first couple albums, it wasn't about showing off.
Yeah.
And I feel like the last couple have been about, look what I could do.
Random.
And it's cool, but it's like.
Random.
Is
M better than Three Stacks?
We did this last week.
Yeah.
Anyway, where are we at? Is it on me?
It is on you right now.
I'm gonna go.
We didn't do it last week. We was at Flavor Fest last week.
M is better than Three Stacks.
Thank you. Yeah. Say that again.
Hands down. M is better than Three Stacks.
Okay.
Yes, he is.
Oh Lord. Okay, I got Eminem. What you got?
Straight up.
NF. NF.
Hold on. Oh wait, I got Mr.
What you got? What you got? NF. What
that was
does
a hate
Periscope
vote,
have? NF, Twitter, I don't see anything. What you got?
Huh?
I was a hate vote.
Because we said that Eminem was better than Three Stacks, so he immediately voted NF. I saw you bobbing your head to the Eminem.
That's
all right, go ahead.
What you got, man?
Toss up.
Toss up.
tough.
You save yours for the end on purpose?
No, sometimes I use it in between.
Okay.
I know how certain things. I'm like the mad genius.
Go get Rella. Let's bring it. It's almost done.
So
bring her. But yeah, man. So
golly, 5-1.
He beat him. Eminem 5-1.
5-1.
I think the thing is this. New Eminem is. He is like, he's trying to reinvent himself at the end of the day, I think, because he's mastered the flow of just regular rapping. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, now what do I do?
Yeah, that's what I feel. I feel like he's almost like, man, I done did it all, man. Let me show these dudes how good I really am. And it's clear.
Yeah.
The flow pattern shows that it's clear he's killing people. But I'm like, I got it. I know that already.
Yeah,
you know what I mean,
and the thing is too, you got to think about it too.
But I mean, he's still sharing parts of his life.
Think about his contemporaries. Think about his contemporaries like Jay, Nas. Yeah. You know, all these people are like just laying back and they're not really doing music as much. So he's trying to be like talk to new people. Like he's trying to talk to 17-year-olds, early 20s who may not know about the Marshall Mathers LP, may not know about the Eminem show, may not know about Slim Shady LP. So he's trying to show to them, like, okay, y'all think just rapping fast is gonna be is hot. I can do that. You know what I'm saying? So I think at the same time, I think Eminem in the past was more deadlier than this Eminem, not because he was on drugs, just because, like he was saying, I remember Sean Tanner pointing out to me, like, hey, man, this cat used multis. And then I went back and listened to some of the stuff he was saying. I was like, oh, wow, this dude is, he's the top. He's the creme of the creme in hip-hop, man. I mean, at the end of the day.
But where does he rank now amongst this new crop of rappers?
Right,
like,
right
where
now
does he rap
or catalog?
Right now. Like, where does he rank right now, right, amongst these whole Drake, Kendrick Lamar?
But honestly, but people from
like,
his,
is he just not in there anymore?
But his contemporaries don't even rank in that area no more. Honestly.
But does he rank in that
no,
area?
No, I'm just saying, in general, like Jay-Z,
and
Nas,
Wayne's
all these
too,
people,
right?
they don't, they're not in this new era no more.
Is like, Wayne out too?
Yeah, then Octave. I think Wayne is done too. Like, I don't think these young people care about Wayne anymore like that.
So Wayne's out, Eminem's out, right?
The new cats is Drake,
Kendrick, and
J. Cole.
I said Big Crit, Logic.
What about Sean?
Big Sean.
Wale.
All right.
Who?
Like all the new,
you know, it's the same
kids.
Thing that's happening in the NBA right
what about
now.
Yeah, Future.
You know how they rank in Wade and Kobe and all these cats lower now,
yeah.
Even though they're still probably the best, but because they see them kind of fading out and
they're
these new
the
cats
best.
Coming in, but they're not as low as they're saying they are.
Yeah,
they ranked Wade at 46 and Kobe at 90.
93 or something.
They're not that low, but they're seeing the future. They're like, it's
what
about
I'm saying
to be
is,
this.
Like I think they do that because I feel like Kobe is gonna have he can beast. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like he'll fade at some point, you know what I mean?
But because of injury, not because of talent.
Yeah, but still, like that all has to account into
that
the
has,
whole picture,
that has
you
a part of it.
I mean, if you can't stick around,
I don't think y'all thinking about hip hop is a. And we probably need to have this topic. Hip hop is a young man's game.
Is it though?
Yeah, it is. At the end of the day, certain people evolve, and certain people still ride with them when they evolve. Like Jay is an evolver, so when Jay evolves, people still ride with him, and he may get new people. But at the essence of it all, hip hop is a.
But somebody just made a good point. He puts out enough shockers that he's still in the conversation, like Rap God. When he put out Rap God, that solidified him for the last couple of years. All he needs is another one of those, and he'll still be talked about as one of the greats.
I'm not saying he's not one of the greats. We're talking about for this era.
Okay. You just said it. I think that's what my problem is with him. He just said Eminem is still producing. I personally liked Dre Eminem versus Eminem.
But he was producing.
I know, but I could tell which ones he did versus the ones Dre did for him.
But I don't think, honestly, you gotta put it this way. I think Dr. Dre don't have time for M like he used to have.
But that's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing that these are Eminem's beats now, not Dre's beats. And it makes a difference, no? What?
But at the same time, people have said that, of course, Dre has a team of producers that work with him and stuff like that. So at the same time, you got to think about it too. He has Kendrick Lamar. So Kendrick Lamar. So now you got to think about priorities. If I'm gonna get a hot beat to Kendrick, or I'm gonna get a hot beat to M.
Even though on Kendrick's both of his albums, there was no production from Dr. Dre. There's like he mixed some songs on the Good Kid, Mad City, but
yeah, that is true. That's true. I did hear that.
Even though he was all, I think Dr. Dre was just concerned about
stuff. Yeah, but I don't even think Dr. Dre really producing stuff like that. Like, I'm thinking he's more worried about beats. He's worried about
different things. That's what I'm talking
about. Yeah. But I don't think that concerns Eminem as a rapper, though.
I think it matters because the songs aren't as strong as they used to be.
But you think the songs aren't as strong because of his production?
Yeah. I think that's a big part of it.
But do you think so?
I think that's why he lost his battle 5-1.
I don't know.
I think it is.
Well, I think okay, look, like think about Eminem.
You said because the beat was I didn't feel like the beat was whack.
Some of Eminem, the Eminem show, like right when people start saying, okay, Eminem is dying down a little bit, he produced some of that stuff himself. Dre didn't produce all of that stuff. You know what I'm saying? So he produced.
Who produced Phenomenal?
I don't know. I think he probably did. That was on the soundtrack for Southpaw too.
Yeah,
that song.
Somebody's calling Christian Bias on us. Is that true?
Christian Bias?
You can't. No. I'm gonna say this. You cannot call Christian Bias on this battle.
Honestly,
I don't care who you are. If you listen to this battle, like clip for clip, you gotta understand that NF like dominated this battle. Like honestly, this is not a Christian thing.
Honestly, Eminem right now. We putting the Eminem right now. Eminem. We're not putting legendary
right
2000 Marshall Mathers LP Eminem against NF.
His latest versus his latest. Yeah. Like that's kind of where we at with that. And if you're outside of the faith, right, and you're actually judging this battle, and you're going like 6-0 Eminem.
But here's what happens.
You got world bias.
Well, yeah, that's true. But what happens is as soon as somebody hears Eminem, just like I was like, he just has that clout now. And it's hard to be, even if they're hearing bias because Eminem is known as the best. So who is this dude and how can he beat him?
Okay, well, this is another thing. This is another thing. Stop being a stan for a minute and just listen clip for clip.
Yeah.
Don't be a stan. Don't automatically think somebody's going to win because who they are. Think about it like if you saw stop being a stan for a minute and just listen.
Good old days.
You know what I'm saying? No, I'm serious. Like just be instead of
just
understand
like, the just reference, stop being a fan for a minute.
Stop being a fan for a minute. Like instead of just being like, yo, Eminem, just think like, okay. Like I honestly was like, okay, Eminem going to get that one. NF may get that one. Or you know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, you just have to be
I don't know if this is possible.
Who has the ability to shut off their bias? You know what I mean? Like that's a really cool thing to be able to just like shut off your bias. But for some people, that's extremely hard to shut off your bias and just like listen.
And we're not saying Eminem is whack. Nobody in here says Eminem. Eminem is the upper echelon of hip hop. We're not saying that. We're just saying right now, as of now, this NF cat is dope. You need to check him out. He's good, and he beat Eminem. I know he don't like to be compared to Eminem, but he beat Eminem
straight up.
Well,
straight up, he beat him.
All right, man. Let's get back into it. You in the field with the Track Stars, Ryan Righteous, Shantana, DJ Jeremiah. Let's go.